We've been journeying through Advent on a little series about getting ready for company, and tonight's little reflection is entitled, Company is Coming. One of the most interesting things we can do at this time of year is to read through our newspapers or listen very carefully to television programs and commercials to see what people think Christmas is all about. I say this because every year the description of what Christmas is all about seems to get more and more off track. You hear those missteps on talk shows, you see it in Christmas specials, in office conversations, in political speeches, and maybe unfortunately even sometimes from church pulpits. You know what I'm talking about. People say things like, giving is what Christmas is all about. Well, that's what the merchants want us to believe. How about the idea that Christmas is all about helping the less fortunate? Well, that's what charities like to promote with all kinds of campaigns this time of year, like Toy Mountain or Operation Santa Claus. Others will tell us that Christmas is all about being with family. And all that sounds plausible, enjoyable even. But there's one at least that seems so far off, it's beyond bizarre. Remember Jay Leno? He used to have a talk show on TV that was late at night. In one of his shows, he showed an advertisement that appeared in a local newspaper that advertised what it said was the most important thing you needed for Christmas. The advertising company was the Center for Dental Implants. The ad that Leno showed, and I kid you not, quoted this, "The gift of chewing is what the holidays are all about." Well, thank goodness that question about what Christmas is all about is finally resolved. Why on earth would I bother to put up a Christmas tree or decorate my home or wrap presents or take a holiday or travel or receive relatives as long as I can chew my food better? This night comes as a bit of a surprise, especially to those poor folks at the center of dental implants, but the Bible has a different idea as to what the meaning of Christmas is really all about. We want to focus on Micah chapter 5, where the birth of Jesus is foretold by the prophet. Micah wrote, familiar words, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel." And that's a reference to Christmas, isn't it? Micah states to us that Christ will be born in Bethlehem. He goes on to say he will stand and he will shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth and he will be their peace. These two simple verses tell us what Christmas is all about. They tell us clearly why Jesus came into the world in the first place, what he expected to accomplish here on earth. Micah tells us that Jesus came to be the shepherd of the flock. He came to take care of us, to lead us, to protect us, to save us. He came to be our shepherd. What then does it mean that Jesus wants to be our shepherd? Well, Micah makes it clear that Jesus wants to come as our shepherd and give us strength. He will stand and shepherd in the strength of the Lord. What is Christmas all about? It is about the fact that we don't have to live our own lives on our own strength. We don't have to handle life's ups and downs on our own. We've got help and loads of it. We can turn to God and Christ for strength, and guess what? He'll give it to us. No matter what happens to us, we can depend that Christ will see us through. Our lives don't have to be characterized by failure or bitterness or missed opportunities, Christ will give us the strength to face whatever comes our way. That's what Christmas is all about. We are not alone. We are not victims of the circumstances that life throw at us. We have a shepherd, and we can live in his strength. In fact, living in your own strength will always lead you to disaster. Isaiah wrote these words, "But see here, you who live in your own light and warm yourself from your own fires and not from God's, you will live among sorrows." Christ has also come to give us security. Something we could all use right about now in this very insecure world around us. Neither safety nor security exist, even though we desperately spend our lives looking for it, seeking it. We look to our governments. We look to our employer. We look to our investments, to our relationships, and none of them seem to provide us with the security that we long for, that we need. The things we turn to most often simply don't have the ability to give us true security. In a single moment, our world can come crashing down around us. A single moment. One simple word can change your whole life forever. Words like divorce, cancer, downsizing. We hear any of those words or any others just like them, and we no longer feel safe. The fact is, none of us has any idea what will happen tomorrow. None of us. In fact, we don't even know what's going to happen before we go to bed tonight. There's only one place we can truly find security. One. Micah said, "And they, his flock, will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth." Jesus offers us the security of knowing that he's in control. He has the power and the ability to take care of each one of us. That's what a shepherd does. That's what Jesus wants to do for us. Ezekiel wrote on behalf of God these words, "I will tend my sheep, and I have lain down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost. I will bring back the strays. I will bind up the injuries and strengthen the weak." What is he saying? God is saying to each one of us, "I will take care of you. You are safe with me. I will tend to you. If you're lost, I'll find you. If you stray, I'll bring you back. If you're injured, I will strengthen you. I am your shepherd. I will take care of you." God promised in Hebrews 13:5, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." You want security? Jesus offers it to you. That's why he came to this world. That's what Christmas is all about. He offers you a security that this world can never offer you. A security not based on things or circumstances, but on a relationship with God and Jesus Christ. And his greatness, Micah says, reaches to the very ends of the earth. He's saying, there's no place we can go. Nothing that can happen to us that extends beyond the power of God. Besides strength and security, Christ also gives us serenity. Huh? I don't know how many of you are Seinfeld fans. You don't have to admit it publicly. But there's a very funny episode in the television series Seinfeld that I like very much. It's all about George Costanza's dad. And Frank Costanza is told by his doctor that he's in grave danger of a coronary incident because his blood pressure's so high. The doctor tells Frank that anytime he feels irritated, Frank felt irritated a lot, anytime he felt irritated and his blood pressure began to rise, he was to stop and start using the Serenity Now technique. You remember that? In a moment of agitation, Frank is simply to say, "Serenity Now!" That'll lower his blood pressure. The only problem is that Frank doesn't just say serenity now. He screams it at the top of his lungs, running around like a maniac. And of course it doesn't work. No matter how often or how loud he screams serenity now, he's never able to achieve serenity. Never. Serenity now doesn't work. In the same episode, George's friend Lloyd, who used to be in a mental institution, a health institution, tells him, well, serenity now doesn't work. That's what put me in the institution. It's serenity now, insanity later. It does seem a bit insane, doesn't it? To think that we can achieve some peace in our lives simply by running around and shouting to ourselves, serenity now. But you know, some of our other methods are just as foolish. Some people try to find peace of mind by overindulging in alcohol or food or work or jumping from relationship to relationship, and none of it helps. You see, we don't live in a peaceful world. And we can destroy our souls by constantly wondering if only. Micah says about Jesus, and he will be their peace. His birth was announced by the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. Even as Jesus was approaching death, what was his message to his disciples? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus came to give us peace. Even when we cannot experience peace in our outer world, we can always experience peace in our inner world. And Jesus came to take away those things that destroy our peace. He came because he wants to carry your burdens. He wants to lift away your anxieties. He wants to take away your sin. Those things that tend to make life miserable are the very things that Jesus came to take care of. That's what he wants to do. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to give you peace. It's a humble thing to admit we cannot take care of ourselves. It really is. But that's exactly what we have to do. In the Bible, we are compared to being sheep. It's not exactly a flattering comparison here. Sheep, my apologies to any shepherds in the crowd. Sheep are not very industrious. They don't have a whole lot of initiative on their own. They do not look after their own necessarily. Have you ever heard of a guard sheep before? You ask any shepherd and you will learn that sheep tend not to be on the bright side. You never see sheep doing a trick in a circus. That'd be something. But you know what? Sheep do one thing very well. They follow a shepherd. They are very good at following. They're good at trusting. And that is what God wants from us. He wants us to follow Jesus and to trust him. Jesus was sent into the world to shepherd all who want to follow him. He will take care of you. If you cast your cares and concerns and all your worries and all your anxieties and all your sin and all your unbelief on him, he will take it all away from you. And Jesus came to give us strength, security, and serenity. Jesus came to seek and save the lost so that all who follow may experience life in all its fullness. And that, my friends, is what Christmas is all about.